Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. Calliope Awards for 2019 were presented on Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Shirley Noon from Nova Annandale. Calliope is the name of a Greek muse, a goddess with a voice of harmony. Human beings have called on her to inspire their writing, music, and visual art. And Nova Annandale is definitely inspired. Calliope is the name of the Student Journal of Art and Literature. It's published every spring at our campus. Calliope is a collaboration of the Departments of English and Arts under sponsorship of the Division of Languages, Arts, and Social Sciences. We are presenting outstanding works by creative individuals. Here they are. Get ready to be inspired. Winners in the category of poetry. Second prize, Kyle Edwards, Out Went the Light.
Hi, I'd first like to thank my parents for the gift of creativity and the appreciation for art in its many forms that they've given me. My poem is Out Went the Light. Amongst those merry fires and such hot burning hearths, a small candle flickers but is aflame nonetheless. Partnered hearts, the creators of these lights in the dark. Some fires roar hot, their flames entwine and caress. Glowing and vibrant, obviously everyone sees. Red and orange hands hold as they dance with finesse. Other fires burn low and painfully drop their degrees. Great promise to memory as flames die slowly to charcoal. It remains dark as night, leaving black and bitter debris. But this single candle stands hopeful, young but with sparkle. Despite its small breath, it seems time's test it would pass. A miracle of nature, its most beautiful marvel. Then suddenly, without warning, fingers pinch out the light. Too simply, too easily, the candle's hope was betrayed. No slow dimming like others that writhed and perished in fight. A sentence enough delivered so awkward that day. These two fingers were so quick, so merciless, so forthright. The candle was snuffed, and with nothing left, went away. Once a candle had burned, one so small yet still bright, till two fingers closed softly, and out went the light. Thank you.
Third prize, Yumna Raman. She is a woman.
She is a woman, the physically weak, emotional, inferior gender, the one that is just an ornament to consider, the imperfect creation that God made second, as a companion, not a helper, her own person, or a friend. But no, she may be a woman, but she has an emotional handle. Men and women may not be identical, but they are still undeniably equal. She is a woman, the one who experiences the injustices that you don't see, and so you don't believe that what she feels is so real. She is a woman, she is told that she doesn't belong, so she thinks and she believes that she was created all wrong. She's told that her role is in her house and in her home, a role that is so damn important but nobody knows. You take her for granted, oh, the one who cares for children. She's the RNA of DNA. She does the work, but it's still hidden. She's told to act prettily, talk sweetly, sit still, so that she can get married. Beyond that, she has no skill. She's told she can't go out, she has no autonomy, because she's always saddled as a mahram's responsibility. Don't travel alone, don't be out at night. If you were a boy though, you would be all right. She's told she must choose a job that is suitable, not an 8-to-5 one because her husband should be capable, not a doctor or an engineer because that will take all her time from her family and the children she must bear in her prime. Fine, not science, how about liberal arts? Girl, you must be crazy, those are jobs for a farce. But even with a job to please her every whim, she won't be paid the same, though she worked just as hard as him. She is told she cannot compete with you or join you in any fun. She is told she must be wary or her femininity will come undone. Biology, biology, she's bombarded with her biology. Now because of all you told her, she can't talk to you objectively, can't make eye contact except bashfully, can't make friends with you because obviously she's nothing but her biology. Forget her intellect, her willingness to contribute to the society that binds her to a dependent attitude. She's a woman. She is not seen to be anything but that, the insignificant side character who's beginning her combat. All she wants is to be treated with the same margin of respect that rules the man's world, but for a woman it's not impressed. She's a woman, and so some of you will feel attacked when she speaks out about what men have done to her unabashed. Poems like this make me feel left out and excluded. It makes all the guys feel like crap. It is so damn unsuited. And why the hell is she feeling so angry and insulted? Sweetheart, if she were a black man talking civil rights, you would be cheering in complete compliance. Because although he attacks white men's sins, you are not that white man, not the one who did those things. So she asks you this, what makes her so different? Are you that sexual predator who palmed her breast? Are you the chauvinistic pig that treats her like an ornament? Are you the sexist man who considers her your subordinate? Because a man like that is no real man at all. And if you feel attacked, your hypocrisy appalls. You have cut your logic piece by piece. It applies to some, but to others it is weak. Why, she is just another person fighting for equality in the society that seems to thrive on suppressing minorities. Feminism is the women's civil rights. So why does your ardor shine in the face of her plight? She's a woman, the one that you've brushed aside. She's a woman and she's sick of being nullified. Thank you.
Winner in the category of English as a Second Language, Poetry and Prose. Second prize, Rabia Arhar, Wishes Died.
Ladies and gentlemen, at first I want to say hello from my deep half of my heart for everyone. And also I would like to say thank you, Dean Daniel, and all of my great professors, one of them which is sitting in front of me, and the other rest of Neva, their professors, scholar, and anyone's special one, big thanks from Alex Batley, and all of our my friends, and those people is my class fellow, all. I'm Rabia Arhar. I am from Afghanistan. I came to America since 2016. When I came to from Afghanistan, direct, I came to Engine and Nineveh as a student. Also, I am a writer, poet, designer, and also I have a quality, I have different translation for teaching for those people they want to become citizen in our language or the other languages. So since I came to America, I became going to impress to short writing and English poet and writing a story as well. Then on that time, I started writing as poems and some writing short story. But actually, since a person came to from other countries, such as a foreigner, they obviously face with lots of difficulties as a social problem, financial, had economic, any things, and environment. I was one of them. By that things, I didn't have any rebel any things with me. I didn't have any things to show my quality. I didn't have internet at home, computer, anything. Then I came to Nineveh as a student. I spent all of my times. I tried to find out how to writing in English as a poems, as a story. Then I kept myself in this writing center, that area. I prefer as a student should to writing something. And then after a while, I want to show for someone as tutor or someone, then check how much I have become going to improve, how much I had that mistake. But unfortunately, after a while, the door of writing center language also closed for me. But I tried with myself, then by helping of my best friend and best teacher, I really appreciate, and I want to, for all of my life, I want to thank for him, Alex Batley. I really, about him, I become going to, I find that way to writing poems and English. I would like all of them, all of yours, a big clap for him from my side. So I would like to reading my poems. That poems is came to from my deep of my heart. Because since I came to America, I would like to show my quality that things inside of me, but no one realized me. Because since I came to a new country as a student, sometimes I faced with lots of difficulties in my family because my parents, they are heart patient. They have lots of sickness. So the other issue was such as vehicle and other things. As a person came to as a country, I had lots of difficulties. Then that one day my heart was lots of pain. Then I thought my all wishes, all my desire wants to go and die. Then that immediately that poems came to my heart. Then on that time immediately I sitting in behind of the computer and writing center. Then I try to writing that things which has came to in my heart. Then I come to reading and this, if it has any mistake, I would like to all of the year then getting me point. I'm sorry about that mistake, but I wish you like it. Wishes died. I am a flower in the garden of darkness. No gardener to give me some water. I am a flower in the garden of hope. I want everyone to be happy when they see me. I am a flower. I have a smell and natural view. But unfortunately, the farmers don't have nose. I am a flower with nothing in my hands like thorns. I wish the gardeners weren't cool to me and cutting my roots. I am a flower which the gardeners leave me outside the door. I have hope even though I don't have honey food. I am a flower in the hot sun in a dry flower bed. But no gardener come. But the gardeners become cool and stop the water on my soul. I am a flower in the yard of those who don't know who I am. I am a flower in the yard of those don't know me. Sorry, when the other poems continue. But my road don't have any special yard. I am a flower which does not belong to just one garden. But my soul came from the Garden of Eden. I am a flower like a human. Pluck me time to time. But I will fight with those who took my rights. With lots of laughs and respect, thanks for all of yours. I really love all of you and all of human, because I'm writing that poems, I am not just belongs to Afghanistan, I am belongs to all of the country, especially America, all of yours, because that is my land of love, and respect all yours, such as human. I wish from all of people, please put me respect as human as well, and give me rights. Thank you.
Calliope is grateful to faculty, staff, and students at Nova Annandale for their generous support and creativity. Robert Brown of Nova's Marketing, Web, and Creative Services served as technical editor of this podcast. Nova, we believe, we aspire, together we achieve. For Calliope, I'm Shirley Noon.